الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا وسيئات اعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له اشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه واله وسلم اما بعد our thinking is to study the book وقدمة رسالة ابن ابي زيد الخير مالك الصديق. Our intention is to study the مقدمة of الرسالة. الرسالة is the book we are about فقه مالك. The مذهب of الإمام مالك is a popular madhab with us. That is a madhab of the people of Turkey. The entirety of Northern Africa, from Egypt, to Algeria, to Morocco, Tunisia, to Mauritania, most parts of Sudan, Nigeria, Mali, in all these places, the madhab that the majority of the people are upon is the madhab of Imam Malik. Unfortunately, many of the people are upon the madhab of Imam Malik. In the Furuya, in the general matters of fiqh, how to observe wudu, how to make wudu, how to make salah, how to pay zakah, how to marry, the rulings of marriage, trade, tijar, and general adab. They claim to be upon the madhab of Imam Malik. And perhaps they are actually upon that madhab. But unfortunately, many of them are far away from the madhab of Imam Malik in Aqidah. The matters of belief, the matters regarding Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Matters regarding the attributes of Allah, the matters regarding other issues of Iman, the foundations of Iman. While they came in connection with Imam Malik in the other matters of this that we explained, they are far away from the position of Imam Malik in the issues of Aqidah. That's so much so bad to the extent that they may even ascribe some forms of aqidah that they cooked up by themselves following those who came in the later generation, and then they will ascribe them to Imam Malik. So when you read a book of Aqidah by, say, Imam Ahmad, they will say you are Hanbali. Some of them that are far away from knowledge will say you are Wahhab, because they are far away from knowledge. The one that appears to be close to knowledge will say you are Hanbali. That is from the mother of Imam Ahmad ibn Muhammad ibn inside. Those ones that are far away from knowledge, they'll say you are one heart. If you read a book like Sharh al-Sunnah by Al-Imam al-Barbahari, they say you are humble. Because Al-Imam al-Barbahari was from among the students of Al-Imam Ahmad. Right. We would have read a book of Aqidah by Al-Imam al-Tahawi Masala. We know Al-Aqidah al-Tahawi Yaqub by Al-Imam Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi. He is Hanafi. But because of the far nature that these people are far away from knowledge, they will still ascribe that to Hanbaliyyah. And Tahawi, and I have to say this, I don't know any of the A'imma in Madhab of Imam Abu Hanifa, apart from Abu Hanifa himself, that gives strength to that Madhab like Imam Tahawi. The Madhab of Imam Abu Hanifa. If you remove Abu Hanifa himself, Nu'man ibn Thabit al-Imam, rahimahullah, the Imam who gave the biggest strength to that madhab was Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi. In every sense of the word. Yet when you read his book on Aqidah, the people will say it is Aqidah of Wahhabiyah. There's no connection between Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi and Ibn Abdul Wahhab. They are far away in their generation. Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi was of the 300. He was from amongst the students of Al-Imam al-Shafi'i. In the tabaqa of Imam Ahmad, and the level of Imam Ahmad, Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi, in terms of their tabaqa, look at that generation. So if the person studies the Aqidah of written down by Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi, they say you are Wahhabi. It makes me remember one of the leaders of the Muslims in one of the Muslim communities. Unfortunately, in an academic environment, he was talking about the faith day. And he was saying that Ibn Abbas gave a rajj to Ibn Taymiyyah. Did we hear that before? Said Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhu, he was the one who gave rajj to Ibn Taymiyyah. And Ibn Taymiyyah, what you are saying is wrong. Ibn Abbas gave rajj to Ibn Taymiyyah. When the people are far away from knowledge, they say things like this. If a person is far away from knowledge and he does not know his limits, that is so much. He'll be saying so many things that are far away. So how can a person who studies the Aqidah of Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi become Wahhabi? What's the connection? How can they become from amongst the Hanabiyah? How can they become from the Hanbaliyyun? Because they studied the Aqidah of Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi. It is about being far away from knowledge and very close to ignorance. From amongst the books of Aqidah that we have also studied was the book Sharh al-Sunnah by Al-Imam Abu Ismail al-Muzak, another student of Ash-Shafi. We mentioned a book of Aqidah of the Hanabila book. We mentioned a book of Aqidah by the Hanafiya book. We are now talking about a book of Aqidah by the Shafi'i. All these in their Aqidah, they are the same. One and the same thing, you find them all repeated. We have studied the Aqidah, Sharh al-Sunnah, by Imam al-Muzani, rahimahullah, the student of Imam al-Shafi'i. He was actually the one who took over the seat of Shafi'i ibn al-Muzan. As quiet as he was, rahimahullah, Allah granted him the seat of Ash-Shafi'i ibn. After the fitna of who is the one who will succeed Ash-Shafi'i. He was a fitna. Big fitna amongst the students. Who will succeed Shafi'i? Rahimahullah. We remember that when Al-Imam Shafi'i came to Egypt, he stayed in the house of Al-Imam Abdullah ibn Abdul Haq. It's usually referred to as Ibn Abdul Haq, Abdullah. Imam Shafi'i stayed in his house. In fact, some of the ulama say he stayed there till he passed away. Because Ibn Abdul Hakam was very rich. So he spent on Shafi'i, rahimahullah. And his sons were able to learn from Shafi'i inside his house. But Ibn Abdul Hakam himself was a student of Malik. And he brought the madhab of Al-Imam Malik from amongst those who brought the madhab of Malik to Misr was Ibn Abdul Hakam. Likewise, Al-Imam Shabtun and others. They brought the madhab of Al-Imam Malik into Misr. So they were upon Malikiyah. The madhab before that time was the madhab of Abu Hanifa in Misr. When the scholars returned from Medina after studying from Malik, the people began to change their madhab to Malikiyah. And they were upon the Qira'ah of Warsh. When Shafi'i came, rahimahullah, Muhammad ibn Idris, the people of Misr changed their Qira'ah to Qira'ah of Ibn Kathir, which is the Qira'ah of Shafi'i. They also started to change their madhab to madhab of Al-Imam al-Shafi'i. Some of the students of Al-Imam Malik were not comfortable with that. Like Al-Imam al-Ashhab, rahimahullah, was one who begged Allah, Allahumma amit al-Shafi'i, liyadhhaba madhhab Malik. Oh Allah, kill Shafi'i, make Shafi'i die. Anyway, that goes to tell us some of the kind of I will say it because the ulama have said hasad that you can find amongst the people of knowledge. Jealousy. And Allah answered the prayer of Al-Ash. Shafi'i quickly passed away. He also passed away 8 days after Shafi'i. Ibn Abdul Hakam was hoping that his son or he himself will take over the seat of Al-Imam Shafi'i. If you are a knowledgeable person, when you are amongst knowledgeable people, yeah. How about when you are not a knowledgeable person? If you are a knowledgeable person, when you are amongst knowledgeable people. Now, the Hakam wanted his son to take over the seat of Shafi'i. The boy had actually learned from Shafi'i inside his house. So we have been nice to Shafi'i. He took his knowledge. So nobody should take over that seat except my son. That was the thinking of Ibn Abdul-Haq. But that was not the thinking of Al-Imam Shafi'i himself. That was because there were more knowledgeable students on the ground. There was Al-Imam Al-Buwaiti Rahim. There was Al-Imam Al-Rabi' Ibn Sulayman. There was Al-Imam Al-Muzani Abu Ibrahim. These were big learned people, more knowledgeable than. Some of them would say that Ibn Abdul-Hakam himself, not to say his son. On the night before Shafi'i passed away, he appointed Al-Buwaiti to sit after him. Buwaiti. Ibn Abdul-Hakam was displeased. When it was announced that the Imam said Buwaiti should sit, they left the halqa. Ibn Abdul-Hakam answered. They stood up, and those who love them too and respect them followed them. They left the halqa of Shaf that was to be taken over by who? And Buwaiti went in. Imam al-Buwaiti continued the class. He was upon it when the fitna of Khalq al-Quran started. So they asked him whether the Quran was makhluq or wayward. And he answered that the Quran is the speech of Allah. Al-Quran is kalamullah, ghayru makhluq. Quran is the speech of Allah, it was not created. Al-Buwaiti was asked to be changed from Misr to Baghdad, and he walked on his feet. Buwaiti was changed from Misr. He was asked to be brought to Baghdad on his feet. Before they got to Baghdad, he died and he was buried in a well. Buwaiti. So the seat was empty. Back home in Egypt. The seat of Al-Imam Shafi'i. So the students sat and they appointed Al-Muzani. That was how the man who was just on his own became the one who started sitting on the seat of Al-Imam Shafi'i. Muslim. He has a book of Aqidah, Sharh Sunnah, by Imam al-Muzani. He was accused that the reason why he was not asked to be brought to Baghdad was because he also believed in Khalq al-Quran. That was a lie. He had to write a book that contains his aqeedah. Asamana Allahu wa iyyakum bil taqwa. Waffaqana wa iyyakum bi muwafaqati al-Quran. And so on. Many of the young children memorized that book at that time. So we read the aqeedah of Al-Imam al-Shafi'i. From who? Al-Muzani. At that time too, people who are far away from knowledge will say, it is the Aqidah of Wahhabiyya. It is Al-Aqidah to Wahhabiyya. How can the Aqidah of Al-Muzani and Shafi'i become Wahhabiyya? Because people are far away. We are Maliki, Qais. So we choose to now read the book of Aqidah from Mazhab of Imam Malik. That will be the Muqaddimah of the book of Imam. God by the Imam Ibn Abi Zayd al-Qayyar, who lived in the third century, 300 Ibn Abi Zayd al-Qayyar. He used to be referred to as Malik al-Sadiq, the young man. The Muqaddima of his book, Ar-Risala, is a book of Aqeedah. So those who ascribe themselves to the Madhab of Imam Malik, despite the fact that is written like that, their Aqeedah is far away from the Aqeedah of Imam Malik. There are reasons for that. We'll come back to that in the next class, inshallah. I was trying to think about that book. It came to my mind to discuss Al-Imam Malik himself. Because people hear about Al-Imam Malik. Who was he? And unfortunately, in our own times, we hardly talk about the A'immah. That's why when we say the scholars say something, you would think that they are talking about one Bazid in Agadir. Because we don't know what does it mean to say a scholar. Alim. Who is that? Who are they in the history of Islam? We've not been talking about them. It's like when you don't describe an elephant, a cat too will think that it is an elephant. Until you take a child to the zoo to see the difference between the elephant and what? And a cat. Big gap. So we have not been discussing the elephant in our ummah. So cats think that they are elephants. It's good to be discussing our A'immah. I hope that instead of getting busy with some of the people, some of our brothers can be discussing these A'immah. These are our A'immah. So when we say ulama, these are the people that we refer to. Al-Imam Zahabi, rahimahullah, in Siyar wala min Nubala, when he started speaking about Al-Imam Malik rahimahullah, he said, "Huwa Shaykh al-Islam hujjatu al-ummati, Imam Dar al-Hijra." Imam al-Zahabi says, regarding Al-Imam Malik ibn Anas, ibn Malik, ibn Nafir, rahimahullah, Al-Imam al-Zahabi started speaking about him. He said, "Huwa Shaykh al-Islam hujjatu al-ummah, Imam Dar al-Hijra." He said, Al-Imam Malik is Shaykh al-Islam. One quick point here. You can see it as Zahabi refers to Malik as who? Shaykh al-Islam. It's not an innovation to refer to a learned person as Shaykh al-Islam. Because if you say Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Abdul Wahab, you say, where did they get Shaykh al-Islam? Malik is to be referred to as Shaykh al-Islam. When we say Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, they say, where did you get it? And that was why Imam Ibn Nasir al-Din al-Dimashq, he has al-Radd al-Wafir ala man qala anna الرد الوافر, the profuse reputation of the one who says من سمى شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية, whoever names شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية, or whoever names ابن تيمية شيخ الإسلام, whoever names على من سمى ابن تيمية شيخ الإسلام كافر,
Someone said to in the time of Ibn Taymiyyah, anyone who says that Ibn Taymiyyah is Shaykh al-Islam is a kafir. So Ibn Nasir al-Din al-Dibashki wrote that book in a refutation of that. And he was listing the ulama who have been called Shaykh al-Islam, Shaykh al-Islam, Shaykh al-Islam. What ignorance does to his people is much. When Al-Zahabi wanted to start talking about Al-Imam Malik, what did he start to say by? Huwa Shaykh al-Islam. He is Shaykh al-Islam. It could mean two things or more. Shaykh al-Islam means that he grew up inside Islam, became elderly inside Islam. Even in Sophia, in Baba, in Islam, what's the meaning of that? Say that one in Arabic. I'm Baba one in Islam. Say it in Arabic. You see now, a person who grows old in Islam could be referred to as Shaykh al-Islam, which would mean Shaykh al-Islam. He became a Shaykh upon the path of Islam. He became an elderly person. He did not die as a little young boy. Shaykh al-Islam could also mean someone who has so much knowledge in Islam. He learns the Quran. He learns the tafsir. He learns Gharib al-Quran. He learns Ahkam al-Quran. He learns Qisas al-Quran. He learns Nasikh wal-Mansukh fil-Quran. And so on, regarding the Quran. Then he came to the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad. He learned Ahadith. He learned Riwayat. He learned Ilm al-Rijal. Ilm al-Jarh wal-Tadil. He learned Ilan al-Hadith. And then he came to the matters of fiqh. And he knows how to deduce narration. He knows Ijma. He knows Khilaf. He knows the Masail that there is Ijma upon them. He knows the Masail that there is Khilaf. He gives fatwa. He became an authority. Everybody follows him upon the matters of Islam. On the issues of Aqidah, he knows the Aqidah Sahiha and the evidence in the Quran and the Sunnah that affirm them. He knows the Mazahir Ahl al-Turuq, the views of the people of deviation. He knows them. And he knows the refutations to them. This kind of a person is a Shaykh. He's an elderly person in terms of his knowledge inside Islam. So such persons are also referred to as Islam or Shaykh. So Imam Malik was one of such persons. Rahimahullah. He is also referred to as Hujjatul Ummah, Imam Daril Hijrah, the Imam of the home where the Prophet migrated to. Where is that? Medina. Rahimahullah, he used to sit down in the masjid of the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, to explain Islam, Imam Malik. So he is Malikul ibn Anas ibn Malik. Malikul ibn Anas ibn Malik. Malik ibn Anas ibn Malik. Ibn Abi Amir. His great grandfather was Abu Amir. Abu Amir, his name was Nafi. Abu Amir, the great-grandfather of Malik, rahimahullah, was a companion of the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wa salam. He came to Medina after the Battle of Badr, and he was said to have participated in all the rest of the battles to the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wa salam. He had a son called Malik. That son was from among the Asba'u Tabi'in. He was from among the students of Umar, radiallahu anhu. That is the direct grandfather of Malik, whose name is what? Malik. The grandfather of Malik, his name is what? Malik. He was a tabi'i, min kibari tabi'i, rahimahullah, wa ulama'i. It's from amongst the scholars, amongst the tabi'i. Yarwi an Umar, وعن عثمان وعائشة رضي الله عنها وأبي هريرة رضي الله عنه. He used to report a hadith from Umar, from Uthman, from Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه, from our mother Aisha رضي الله عنه. This is a person of knowledge. وكان ممن يكتب المصاحف. He was from among those who used to write the Mus'haf. The grandfather of Malik, رحمه الله, حين جمع عثمان المصاحف. At the time when Uthman combined the Masahif and came up with what we have, from among those who were writing down the Mus'haf was who? Malik, Abu Anas, the grandfather of who? Imam Malik, رحمه الله. And he had something by which he should be remembered. He was from amongst the four people who buried Uthman bin Affan after he was killed. Malik, the grandfather of who? Malik was from amongst the four. Al-Ladina hamalu Uthman layla. From amongst those who carried Uthman bin Affan during the night, ila qadrihi, to the place where he was buried. Wa ghassaluhu wa dafanuhu. They gave him a bath and buried him. Imam Ibn Sa'd mentioned that in his book At-Tabaqat. That is the grandfather of Malik. He was Abu Anas. As for his father Anas, rahimahullah, he used to take reports from Al-Imam Al-Zubri, according to Al-Imam Al-Zahabi, rahimahullah, the father of Malik was from among the students of Al-Zubri. And he had a job. Son at Nibai. He used to make arrows and bow. The father of Malik. He was mentioned to be very rich. The person who gave birth to Imam Malik, his father. But Imam Malik is Malik ibn Anas ibn Malik. He is what? Malik ibn Anas ibn Malik ibn Abi Amir. Abu Amir kana min as-Sahaba. Malik kana min جلة التابعين وعلمائهم وأنس كان ممن يصنع اللباس ومالك آلي مالك was the great scholar the Asam رحمه الله. The name of his mother was Aliya بنت شريك الأزلية. Aliya بنت شريك الأزلية. That's why in places where the mother of Al-Imam Malik is common, you find many girls bearing Aliya, Aliya. Go to Ilorin, you find a lot of Aliya. In the north, you find Aliya, Aliya. That was the name of the mother of Al-Imam Malik. Because of that, he had a lot of uncles who were from amongst the people of knowledge. But let's leave that aside. Imam Malik was known to have four children. Rahimahullah. He had Yahya, he had Muhammad, he had Hamad, and then he had Fatima. He had Yahya. This Yahya was amongst the learned. He has a report of Muwatta himself. He had learned Muwatta from his father. And his riwayah. كانت تروى عنه في اليمن. It used to be reported from him in Yemen. The report of who? Yahya, from his father Malik. He had another boy, Muhammad. May Allah protect us all. This was the one who was not upon goodness. He used to trail his father. He would wear his back. He would pass by his father when they are learning. He would look at his father. He would just walk away. Imam Malik will say, the servant should be patient with Allah. That boy was not a pious man. Muhammad, the son of Imam Malik. Imam Malik will also say that's evidence that inna hadha al-ilm la yuras. Knowledge is not there in him. So when you see one Babi the father of, the son of one Adam. You should know that inna hadha al-ilm la yu. This knowledge is not inherited. That your father was a learned person does not mean that he learned. It's very common in Yoruba. My father was imam. You, what are you? In the whole of our city, my father is the Mufassir. Okay, man, anta. You, who are you? That's one of the problems of the people in Iran. Sorry to say, but that's the truth. He lost his way. He had to kill. He was a gang member. He was my kill. If everybody learns from Ilari, you, did you learn? You, did you learn? So don't cite your parents to harass the people. You, what have you achieved? May Allah protect. Imam Malik had another boy whose name was Hamad. Nothing is known regarding him except the fact that Imam Malik had a boy. His name was what? Hamad. And then he had Fatima. Ummu Abiha. That's Halakha. Ummu Abiha. Most times if you name your daughter Fatima, you are going to love that girl. It's very, very common. Just check it. If you want to love one of your daughter, like you don't love any other person, name her Fatima, you see. And most Fatimas happen to be very good wives. Sorry to say, I'm just talking. If a man has two wives, the name of one of them is Fatima. The name of the other one is Rashida. I hope that I have not caused trouble today.
I'm just saying my
word. Fatimas make good wives. They also make lovely daughters. You didn't see the relationship between the Prophet Muhammad and his daughter Fatima. Even the husband, if you are not careful, he will be jealous. Baba. So Imam Malik had that girl, her laptop was Ummu Abiha. كانت تحفظ علم مالك. She was memorizing the knowledge of. She memorized the knowledge of Imam Malik. She memorized Muwatta. وكانت this young. Yes, كانت تقف خلف الباب. She used to stay behind the door. فإذا غلط القارئ نقرت الباب. If the person who was reading Muwatta heard, she would be knocking the door. Because she had memorized Muwatta, she was behind the door. When you read Muwatta to her father and you make a mistake, she will knock the door. You will know that you have made a mistake. Fatima bint Malik. She was very, very learned. Look at Allah. He has a boy who doesn't care. But Allah gave him a girl who inherited his knowledge. إِنَّمَا الْعِلْمُ بِتَعَلِّمُ. Knowledge is acquired by what? By learning it. May Allah protect us. So Imam Malik lived for 86 years. He died and he was buried in Al-Baqir. He was born in the year 93 years after his death. The year in which Malik ibn Anas was born. The year in which Anas ibn Malik passed away. The year in which Malik ibn Anas was born. The year in which Anas ibn Malik passed away. Reverse the name, reverse the occurrence. Anas ibn Malik, Khadim al-Rasul, alayhi salatu wasalam, Abu Hamza al-Ansari, he died in the year 93 years after his. That was the year, the same year al-Imam Malik ibn Anas al-Asbahi died. Imam was born. The year in which al-Imam Malik was born, that was the year in which al-Imam, the companion of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Anas ibn Malik was born. Al-Imam Malik was born.
Malik was born in the year Anas died. Anas died when he was born. And Imam Malik was known for something. Ta'zeemuhu li hadithi Rasulillah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He respected the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad. So don't ask about his respect for the Quran. Malik, he respects hadith. So don't ask about his respect for Quran. Many of us these days, we lack respect for the Quran. From that is that we are busy doing something, you are playing the Quran. If you are doing something and your attention is not upon the Quran that you have played, it is wrong for you to do. You must pay attention to the Quran. Because the Quran says, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَمِعُوا وَأَنْصِتُوا. When the Quran is read, فَاسْتَمِعُوا, listen to it. وَأَنْصِتُوا, be quiet. So don't make the Quran a ringing tone. The Quran has not been revealed for that. Don't make the Quran something by which you sing. The Quran has not been revealed for that singing. Place the Quran in a song, in a song, song. It does not exist for that. So Imam Malik kana yu'azzimu ahadith al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi. This Shaykh Qutur Abdul Mu'ti al-Qalaj, Abdul Mu'ti Qalaj, in his muqaddimatu, his tahqiq of At-Tawheed, which is a sharh of Muwatta Imam Malik. He said, Kana al-Imam Malik, Iza azama ala majlis al-hadith, tatahara min al-hadath wal-khabar. Kana al-Imam Malik, Iza azama ala majlis al-hadith. When he decides to go and sit down to teach in the garden where he sits down to teach the people hadith. تَطَهَّرَ مِنَ الْحَدَثِ وَالْخَبَثِ. He cleanses himself from all kinds of impurities, major and minor. The likes of Al-Khatib al-Baghdadi in Al-Faqih wal-Mutafaqih, he encouraged that if you want to come to the garden of hadith, this is the toilet. Go and feed yourself, empty your bowel. Freshen up your breath. Because it will enhance your attention and concentration. You should not think. That's the view of Al-Khatib al-Baghdadi. You should not think to teach hadith or think. When your mind is busy with urine and defecation, when you are hacking, the language of the Sunnah. You know al-hacking? The one who is feeling like urinating or defecating and he's upon Salah. Do you know that that person is excused from Salah to Jama'ah? He's excused. It's from the 10 things for which the individual is excused from Salah to Jama'ah when he wants to eat himself. Whether major or minor. كان الإمام مالك إذا عزم على مجلس الحديث تطهر من الحدث والخبر وتنظف. He will clean up himself, رحمه الله. وتطيب. He will perfume himself, إمام مالك, رحمه الله. ولبس من أحسن ثيابه. He will wear from the best of his clothes. Malik, when he comes to teach hadith or fiqh, تَنَظَّفَ وَتَطَيَّبَ وَلَبِسَ مِنْ أَحْسَنِ ثِيَابِهِ. He will clean himself, he will put perfume, wear perfume, and then he will wear from the best of his clothes. We only do that when we want to marry.
Some of us, we go to our classes when we are covered up in sweat. It's sweat. You'll be with his hand dropping it. Like that. No. Here the imam of our madhab, is not mine. إذا عزم على مجلس الحديث تطهر من الحدث والخبر وتنظف وتطيب ولبس من أحسن ثيابه قاصدا بذلك تعظيم حديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وتبجيل الشريعة المطهرة قاصدا بذلك. All of these, his intention in them is that تعظيم حديث رسول الله sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is respecting the statements of the Prophet Muhammad. You come to a gathering now, you say, Qala Rasulullah, Qala Rasulullah. Should I not dress well? Should I not be neat? He will dress very well. He will wear from the best of his clothes. He will wear in a nice cap, place a turban. He will clean up himself, feel free from every kind of dirt. Then you pay attention to the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad. So this is out of ta'zeemu hadithi Rasulillah, from the aspect of giving respect and esteem for the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad. وتبجيل الشريعة المطهرة. And by way of showing esteem and reverence for the pure Sharia of Allah, show respect for the Sharia of Allah. From respect for the Sharia of Allah is that where you want to read it and learn about it, how should you behave? You should be keen and neat when you do it. Qala Mutarrif to one of the scholars who came thereafter. Mutarrif said, Kana Malikun Iza Atahunna. When people came to Al-Imam Malik, kharajat ilayhum al-jariyatu. A slave girl would come to them. When people visit the house, they seek permission to come into the house of Malik. Kharajat ilayhim al-jariya. So his slave girl will come out to them. Fataqulu lahu. She will ask these people. Yaqulu lakum al-shaykh. The shaykh says, I should say to you, turidun al-hadith al-masari. Is it hadith you want to hear? Or you want to ask questions about this? You want to hear one hadith from a companion, or you want to ask a problem about, a brother was asking me in the morning yesterday, and it's a terrible question. May Allah protect us. He said a very good brother upon the sunnah had a quarrel with his wife. May Allah protect us. During the quarrel, he just stopped to hit the wife. He did so and she fell down and she died. Yesterday. So that brother was asking me, what will happen in that second? The first thing I said to him is that it's a fitna. Nas'alullah salam salam. Alhamdulillah. It's fitna. I'm sure that brother will not sit in his house. So the brother asking me to was weeping. He said, it's fitna. It's clear. May Allah protect all of us. He asked other questions regarding that. So if you came to ask Malik about this kind of an issue, what should we do? That is a mas'ala. So she would ask her. She'll say, Yaqulu lakum al-shaykh. Shaykh says, I should ask you. Turidun al-hadith awil masai. Is it hadith you want or mas'ala fikhiya? Fa'in qalu al-masai. If they say, oh, we want to ask questions. My wife was fasting. And then, oh, my wife was pregnant last Ramadan. You know that's a regular question. This Ramadan, she gave birth to a baby. So I did not know that I should make fidya last Ramadan. I was thinking that she will make Sada'u. So now I'm convinced that it's a fidya that I should make. Now, but this year she's also breastfeeding. So how will she pay for the last? This is a question, Masari. If you came to ask Al Imam Malik this kind of question, فَإِنْ قَالُوا الْمَسَائِلِ فَرَجَ إِلَيْهِمُ وَأَفْتَاهُ. He will just come out to them and answer the question. Rahimahullah. وَإِنْ قَالُوا الْحَدِيثِ. But if they say, oh, what we want, tell us hadith of the Prophet Muhammad. قَالَ لَهُمْ اجْلِسُوا. Malik will say to them, sit down. وَدَخَلَ مَسْكَلًا. He will go to where he observed his bath. فَدَخَلَ وَتَطَيَّبَ. Malik, if you say you want to learn hadith, say, yes, sit down. Come. He goes to have his bath. He returns to the room, وَتَطَيَّبَ. He will make perfume on his body. وَلَبِثَ ثِيَابًا جُدُدًا. He will wear new clothes. He will change what he was wearing. وتعمم. He will also tie his turban. ووضع على رأسه طويلة. He will also place a cap on his head. رحمه الله. وتلقى له المنصة. المنصة will be placed for him. You know what is المنصة? This kind of a thing. It's called what? المنصة. This kind of a thing. What is it called? المنصة. That fit to the place for Al Imam Malik, rahimahullah. فيخرج إليه. So he will come out and look to the people. وعليه الخشوع. He would have been in the condition of conscious fear of Allah. ويوضع العود. Oud to the place. You know, perfume that is from fence, from wood. You know, wood, if you burn it, it may bring some good fragrance. It will be placed in different parts of the house where Imam Malik wanted to start talking to us. فَلَا يَزَالُ يَتَبَخَّرُ حَتَّى يَفْرُدَ مِنْ حَدِيثِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. That perfume, that fragrance from the wood, it will continue to blow, it will continue to emit the smoke of fragrance until Malik will finish telling you about the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad. This is the Malik that some people say that they are following. This is the Malik. He was a very true prophet. He was known to dress very well to his class. Now, the Muslims now will say, Ayyati Bewala. So, Fati Malik na Iti Regba. That was how Malik used to come. Even though the actual in that was not Malik, the actual regarding this was Jibril alayhi salam. Because in the hadith of Umar ibn al-Khattab, when Jibril came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did Umar say? Sala alayna rajul shadidu bayad al-shiyam shadidu sawad al-sha'r la yura alayhi atharu. His cloth was white, clean. You can't see any dust on him. That was what Malik would do. That was from where Malik himself picked it from. All of that is out of respect for the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad. This is also the same Malik that some people say they are following, and they are rejecting the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad. Malik inwa, Malik inwa. So for Malik, Malik respects hadith. You don't respect hadith. Malik respects Abu Huraira. You are abusing Abu Huraira. And you say you are Malik. How can you be Malik? How can you be following Malik? Go to Muwatta Imam Malik. You see how many hadith Malik has reported from Abu Huraira. Rabbi Allah. Our Muwatta Imam Malik was fabricated. Was Muwatta Imam Malik too fabricated? If you say Sahih al-Bukhari was fabricated, may Allah deal with you as you deserve. Was Muwatta fabricated? May Allah protect. This is what, to the extent that ignorance can do, and our, not just ignorance, Allah says to his prophet, Dawood alayhi salam, Ya Dawood, inna ja'alnaka khalifata fil ard. Fahkum bayna an-nas bil haqq wa la tattabi'u al-hawa fa yudillaka an sabilillah.
There is not a time that the person follows his hawa, except that he goes away from the path of Allah. He becomes misguided.
Inna alladhina yudilluna sabilillahi lahum adhabun shadid bima nasu yawm al-hisab.
One of the reasons why they follow Allah is that they forget the day of Qiyamah.
So they are punished for it.
So it's not just about ignorance. Added to ignorance is what?
May Allah protect you.
So this is Imam Malik and how much he respects the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad. Alayhi salatu wa salam. From among those who reported Imam Malik's respect for Hadith was Al-Imam Ibn Mubarak Al-Hanbali Abu Abd al-Rahman Rahimahullah. That came to عند مالك وهو يحدثنا حديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. I was with Malik and he was telling us about the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. فلدغته عقرب 16 مرة. لدغته عقرب. لدغته was biting Malik. How many times? 16 times. He was biting Malik. What was biting him? Scorpion, Akrab. Wa Malikun yataghayyaru lawnuhu. His complexion changed. Wa yasfaru. His complexion became so yellowish. وَلَا يَقْطَعُ حَدِيثَ رَسُولِهِ. He will not stop hadith because of that. فَلَمَّا فَرَضَ مِنَ الْمَجْلِسِ. When he ended that thing, وَتَفَرَّقَ النَّاسُ. And the people went away. قُلْتُ يَا أَبَا عَبْدِ اللَّهِ. When Barak said, I asked him, O Abu Abdi Allah, لَقَدْ رَأَيْتُ مِنْكَ الْيَوْمَ عَجَبًا. I have seen something so strange with you today. فَقَالَ نَعْمُ. Malik said, yes, you have seen it. إِنَّمَا صَبَرْتُ إِجْلَالًا لِحَدِيثِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. إِنَّمَا صَبَرْتُ لِحَدِيثِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. I was being patient because I don't want to disrupt that hadith of the Prophet. It does not want to stop. He was patient that the scorpion was biting. Instead of him to stop, his head, he bites how much he wants to bite. So Allah wrote acceptance for Malik in the hearts of the people. Allah wrote acceptance for Imam Malik in the hearts of the people. The Imam Malik was so accepted by the people. Rahimahullah. Even though there are amongst the ulama those who were in his category and were more knowledgeable than him. There were amongst the ulama who were more knowledgeable than Malik during the time of Malik. Did I give us an example? Al-Layth ibn Sa'd. He was more knowledgeable than Malik. It was not Abu Nasir who said. Imam Shafi'i said, Shafi'i was from amongst the students of Malik. He was also from amongst the students of Al-Layth. He said, Al-Layth a'lamu min Malik. If you read the Risala to Malik in Al-Layth ibn Sa'd, one brother studied that book recently. The letter that Al-Imam Malik wrote to Al-Layth ibn Sa'd. If you read that letter and you read the reply of Al-Layth ibn Sa'd to Malik, you will know who is more knowledgeable. Layth was more knowledgeable. But the acceptance that Allah gave to Malik, Malik did not get 5% of it. So that one person is popular and accepted amongst the people. It is Allah that writes it down for people. If it happens to you, be thankful to Allah. It does not mean that you are the most knowledgeable person. And the most knowledgeable person too should not be jealous of you. Because ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ. The most popular is not necessarily the most knowledgeable. So the most knowledgeable should not be jealous of the most God, I am not popular. Ah, that one is in the hands of Ar-Rahman. That one is in the hands of Allah. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reports a hadith from the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. And this hadith is also in Muwatta Imam Malik. It's from the hadith of Malik and Nafi and Abi Huraira. This hadith, it is from the hadith of Malik, Amman, and Nafi, and Abi Huraira. It's a cause of Muwatta. Something Sahih Muslim. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ إِذَا أَحَبَّ الْعَبْدَ قَالَ لِجِبْرِيلِ يا جبريل إن الله يحب فلانا فأحبه أو فأحببه. That's the correct. If Allah likes a servant, Allah will call Jibreel. Jibreel, I love you and so. So love him. ويقول جبريل لأهل السماء. And Jibreel will tell the people in the heaven, the creatures in the heaven, يا أهل السماء. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ فُلَانًا فَأَحِبُّهُ. Oh, people of the heaven, Allah loves so and so. So all of you should love him. فَيُكْتَبُ لَهُ in riwayat. فَيُوضَعُ لَهُ الْقَبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. So that person, Allah will make people accept him on the earth. It doesn't mean that that is the most knowledgeable. This was what Allah did for man. The madhab of Al-Imam Malik was spread all across everywhere. And it wasn't because he was most knowledgeable, rahimahullah. One of the ulama who, he has a book, Al-Dibaj, which was one of the shuruq of Muwatta. He says, مَا أَحْسِبُ بَلَغَ مَالِكٌ هَذَا. I did not think that Al-Imam Malik got to this stage. إِلَّا بِسَرِيرَةٍ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Except upon a kind of a hidden thing between himself and Allah. There is something between Malik and Allah. So by that Allah raised him up. سبحانه وتعالى رأيته يقام بين يديه الرجل كما يقام بين يدي الأنف. رأيته, I saw Imam Malik يقام بين يديه الرجل. Imam will be made to stand in front of Imam Malik كما يقام بين يدي الأمير. As people are made to stand before the Amir, Malik became so well respected and accepted. That if you want to stand in front of Malik, the way people stand in front of ruler, king, that's the way people stand in front of Malik. When they are in front of him, they are shy. They are shivering. Malik. Malik. I think there is something between Malik and this Lord that made Allah to place Malik in that Malik above your Lord. Malik was well respected among. Do you know there are Muwatta'at before the Muwatta of Malik? He was not the only one who wrote Muwatta. But if you say Muwatta today, do we know anybody who wrote Muwatta except Malik? Rahimahullah. Imam Malik was well accepted. And Allah granted him acceptance. If you have a Volvo with a Lagos number, you are blocking somebody's car.
a Volvo with a Lagos number.
And Imam Malik was a person of Sunnah. Let us read one or two things from him to Rahimahullah. So that those who hate the Sunnah, they hate Hadith, this is Malik and Hadith. Malik even reported that Hadith from Abu Hurairah. He wants to talk in. With only one person between him and the companion Abu Hurairah that they hate. So Malay Malik lay. Sebalba Malay Malik ni Omali. You can't be from amongst the followers of Malik and you don't do what Malik is doing. You are disrespecting someone that Malik respects. Malik reported that hadith from Nafi from Abu Hurairah. You abuse Abu Hurairah. And you say you are a follower of Malik. How can you be a follower of Malik when you disrespect the person that Malik respects? Do you think if Malik had met Abu Hurairah, he would do any other thing in his life? He would not. But he did not. He only met the student, like Nafi, Mawla Abdullah ibn Abdullah. Let us read a few from the statements of Al-Imam. Al-Imam Abdullah ibn Wahab al-Misri was from among the scholars of Misri. He also has a riwayah of Muwatta. Abdullah ibn Wahab has a riwayah of Muwatta. And he was from amongst the students of Al-Imam Malik. He said, Kunna inda Malik. Once we were with Malik. Fazukirat sunnah. And then the sunnah was mentioned in the front of Malik. Faqala Malikun rahimahullah. Thereupon, Al-Imam Malik said, rahimahullah, As-sunnatu safinatu nuhin. Qala Malikun. As-sunnatu safinatu Nuh. This sunnah is the boat of Nuh alayhi salam. Ma rakibaha naja. Whoever climbs that boat will be saved. Wa man takhallafa anha ghariqa. Whoever goes away from this boat becomes what? Drenched in water. Ghariqa. He was swallowed up in water. Malik said, As-sunnah to safina to Nuh. What will protect you from being destroyed is to be upon the sunnah. That is the boat of Nabi Nuh. Man rakibaha naja. Whoever climbs upon it becomes saved. Wa man takhallafa anha ghariqa. Whoever holds back, takhallafa anha. He did not quickly climb it. Zarifa, he will be swallowed up in the water of confusion and misguidance. May Allah protect us. You can't be a follower from amongst the people who follow Al-Imam Malik if you hate the Sunnah. If you abuse the Sunnah. Ahlu Sunnah ni Malik na. You hear what he said about Sunnah. He said, As-sunnah to safina to Nuh. Ma rakibaha naja. Wa man takhallafa anha ghariqa. Qalahu Malikun rahimahullah. Abdullah ibn Wahab again also reports, rahimahullah, he says, Qala Malikun ibn Anas. La tu'aridu as-sunnata. La tu'aridu sunnah. Do not oppose the sunnah. وَسَلِّمُوا لَهَا Submit to the sunnah. لَا تُعَارِضُوا سُنَّةً وَسَلِّمُوا لَهَا قَالَهُ مَالِكُ Imam Malik said, لَا تُعَارِضُوا السُنَّةً Do not contradict the sunnah. Don't contravene the sunnah. Don't contradict the sunnah. وَسَلِّمُوا لَهَا Submit to the sunnah. The Bible will have reported that trouble. Al-Imam Malik. These people, they ask, people don't want to read, Lawa, Piyashamakil. Lawa, Piyashamakil. La tu'aridu as-sunnah wa sallimu laha. Qala hu man? Malikul Ibrahim. Shaykhul Islam. Call him Shaykhul Islam. Malik ibn Ahmed. Rahimahullah. Al-Imam Ishaq ibn Ibrahim al-Hunayni said, Qala Malik. Al-Imam Malik said, Rahimahullah, Qubida Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Wa qad tamma hadha al-amr wa istakmala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken away. And this affair, this deen, Islam, qad tamma, it had become completed. Wa istakmala. It had become perfected. Fa innama yambagi an tutba'a atharu rasulillah. Fa innama yambagi an tutba'a atharu rasulillah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is necessary is for you to follow the Athar. Follow the Athar. Imam Sufyan al-Thawri. He says, Innama ad-deenu al-Athar. Sufyan al-Thawri. Ibn Abi Shayba reported. Sufyan al-Thawri said, Rahimahullah, Innama ad-deenu al-Athar. This deen is nothing but what? This is what Malik is saying. Rahimahullah. Says, فَإِنَّمَا يَنْبَغِي أَنْ تُتْبَعَ الْأَثَارِ. What is appropriate? The only thing that is appropriate is what? أَنْ تُتْبَعَ الْأَثَارِ وَلَا يُتْبَعَ الرَّأْيُ. Don't follow your opinion. Follow أَثَارِ. Follow Sunnah. Malik said to Rahimahullah. From amongst the things that Imam Malik said, Rahimahullah, regarding sticking to the Sunnah, he said, إنما أنا بشر أخطئ وأصيب مالك رحمه الله. إنما أنا بشر أخطئ وأصيب. I'm a man. أخطئ وأصيب. I would make mistakes sometimes, and sometimes I would be correct. فانظروا في رأيي. Go back to my views on the matters of fiqh. فكل ما وافق الكتاب والسنة فخذوه. Everything you hear, you read that conforms to the Kitab and the Sunnah. فَخُذُوا, stick to it. وَكُلُّ مَا لَمْ يُوَافِقِ الْكِتَابَ وَالسُنَّةَ فَتُرُبُوا. Whatever you find that does not conform with the Quran and the Sunnah, and in my opinion, you find one hadith that contradicts something that I say, فَتُرُبُوا, drop my opinion. Al-Imam Malik said, these are the views, these are the statements of Al-Imam Malik. Why have we chosen to speak about Imam Malik? We like us to know about Malik. And the Aqidah we shall be reading as Risala is a book that is based on the Mazhab of who? Al-Imam. So the same Mazhab of Imam Malik, Mazhab of Imam Malik, and the people don't know who the Imam is. It is necessary for us to make some sort of an enlightenment about who Al-Imam Malik was. We have not read Sanar al-Ulama alayhi. What were the comments of the scholar regarding Malik rahimahullah? But it is sufficient that Al-Imam al-Zahabi mentioned what he said and we read it to us. This is وَهُوَ شَيْخُ الْإِسْلَامِ هُوَ شَيْخُ الْإِسْلَامِ حُجَّةُ الْأُمَّةِ إِمَامُ دَارِ الْهِجْرَةِ. It's okay. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah wa shaykh al-Islam. Those that he follows their knowledge to become what he became were people like Malik. Malik is Shaykh al-Islam. Hujjat al-Ummah. The one who stands to provide proof in the Ummah. When you ask, what's the proof? It's in Muwaq. You keep quiet. Well, what's the evidence? Hadith. Rawahu Malikun fil Muwaqqa. You keep quiet. Rahimahullah. Imam Malik ibn Anas. Ibn Malik, Ibn Abi Amir al-Asfar. Rahimahullah. Bismillah, in our next class, to be an introduction to our book, Aqidatu Ibn Abi Zayd al-Qayrawan. And that book has something. Al-Imam Abu Zayd al-Qayrawan, he wrote that book when he was a little young boy, less than 70 years old. Ibn Abi Zayd al-Qayrawan. He wrote a risala when he was less than 17 years old. We'll come back with all of these, inshallah, when we introduce the book, we introduce the author, Ibn Abi Zayd al-Qayrawan.
when we read the Aqidah of Malikiyya now, or the Aqidah of Al-Imam Malik, what will they call us? Hanbaliyya or Wahhabiyya? How are they working? Yeah, Allah protect. And one of the most brilliant things I find in that book is that at the end of it, Ibn Abi Zayd said, I am upon the man who has the salaf itself. So that he is also saying that be upon man who has the salaf. Be salaf. Ibn Abi Zayd al-Farawani said, we are coming back to it. Ibn Abi Zayd was salaf. He like us. We are salaf. We are people of the sunnah. We are people of hadith and athar. Like Malik. So if you are like Malik, come and tell us what is the connection between you and who? What we have said is the connection between we and Malik. You come and tell us what is your own connection between you and who? And the Imam Malik. I think it will suffice for us here. Let us ask questions now about Al-Imam Malik. Rahimahullah. Perhaps it will make us go into other areas in his life that we did not remember to touch. Alaykum as-salam. Some people say about Malik that he had problems with his hands. Yes, he had a Mishnah to Al-Imam Malik. All the A'immatul Arba, they had Mihan. They had Fitan. They underwent, they had with the people. So if you want to be Imam, you must be ready for people. And you must be ready to make patience over that. May Allah protect all of us. So, Al-Imam Malik in his time, it was during the Imara of the Abbasiyyun. One of them who was Amir and the governor of Medina at the time, he had issues of acceptance to the people. So he used to say, if you don't accept me as your Amir, you must divorce your wife. You know what that means? A man will be separated by his wife by force. Like saying, if you say President George Okonwea of Liberia is not your president, for example. You know George Weah is Okon? That's his name. That's his middle name. He was a footballer he turned into. May Allah protect him. So if you say the ruler is not your ruler, he can bring army and police. Show you a gun. Oh yeah, divorce your wife now. This mas'ala is called mas'ala tu talakil mukrahi. The mas'ala of the divorce of the one who is compelled to divorce. Divorce now. Divorce. So they say at that time, yaqa'u talak. If he divorces, the divorce is valid. That is what the rulers were saying. But Al-Imam Malik was telling them that there is hadith that Talaqul Mukrahi la yaqa. Talaqul Mukrah la yaqa. The divorce of a person who was compelled at gunpoint. Divorce your wife. If you don't divorce her now, we will shoot you. And he say, oh, his wife, my wife, I divorce you. They say this divorce is valid. But the narration says the divorce of the person who is compelled is not what? It's not valid. So Al-Imam Malik, when the rulers were saying that, he was also saying that the sunnah is that talaqul mukrah ila yaqa'u, that the divorce of the person who is compelled to give a divorce, la yaqa'u, it is not valid. It does not count. That was the reason why he was flogged at the time by the rulers. Because they saw it like, oh, you don't want us to be rulers. Imam Malik was flogged. Unfortunately, it happened at a time when someone was rebelling against constituted authority. So it appeared as if that position of Malik was giving an indirect support for that person who was rebelling against constituted authority.
to deflog Al-Imam Malik. In some reports, it was said that one of the hands became so bad that he will carry it using the second hand. His shoulder became removed. His shoulder blade was removed during the flogging. So he will be carrying the left hand with the right hand, or the right hand with the left hand, either of them, one of them. One of the shoulder blades got removed. Because of what? The flogging. So that was what happened to the hand. So it was said that when he prayed, he dropped the hand. So that was the Mishnah of Imam Malik. The scholars have reported it like that. Rahimahumullah. Is this clear to you? Don't forget, the last point we read regarding Peter was that you should say the truth upon the Kitab and Sunnah and be firm upon it. That does not mean bil hikmati wal mawizatil hasana. In fact, there was an incident after he was flogged. He was carried on the head in Medina. And he was taken around the cities of Medina. Say, carry him around now. Let him tell the people that he has changed his opinion. When Ali Imam Malik went, you know what he was telling the people? Ayyuhanna, talakul mukrahi la yaqa'u. Talakul mukrahi. Oh, people, the divorce of the one who is compelled to give a divorce does not count. The talak of the one who is compelled. Which was the most for which he was not grahim of Allah. But he stood firm upon the truth. Just like Al-Imam Ahmad. Just like Al-Imam Abu Hanifa. Rahimahullah. He was in prison and he died in the prison. Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah. Numan ibn Sa'd. All the Imams had sitter. And they stood firm upon the truth. Rahimahumullah. Alaykum as-salam. Is somebody making a video? Don't make a video. Somebody making a video? I don't think anybody will make it. There's a brother in front of me suspected to be making a video. Don't make a video. Please. I beg you in Allah. If the video of Malik was made, would have been seen Malik. If they didn't say there was no video at the time, they could have drawn him, they did not. So don't make a video. Please. Alaykum as-salam. You have asked your question, Abi. No, leave that issue. Don't come back here. Because Al-Imam Malik himself in Muwatta, he mentioned the hadith of holding the arms. If a person was not holding the arms because his hand has a problem, why should the person whose hand does not have a problem be asking me whether he should hold his hand or he should not hold it? Question of Su'alu Ghayruwari. So there are some amongst the Malikiyah who do that, but that is the answer for them. Even that, Malik himself said so. Look in my views that I have, and that's not the view of Malik. They should bring one statement of Malik that says that we should make it fast. No statement of Malik occurs. And as for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ulama say not even a hadithun da'ifun occurs that the Prophet prayed one day and dropped his hand. My first hajj, I earned 100 riyals from this statement. Did you hear what I said? Let's leave that question. My first hajj, I told somebody there is not even a single hadith, even though Ta'if, that says that the Prophet dropped his hands while observing Salah. In the first group, in the first raka'ah before going for ruku. Somebody said there is. I said, if you find it, I will give you 100 riyals. He's a learned person somewhat. So he started gathering, he started taking my own books. He was searching it inside the books that I bought for myself. You can see the arrow. He was searching for the addition to his book from my own books. He spent almost 2 hours on it. So when he didn't see it, I pocketed my 100 riyals. And now today, you are the one supposed to give me 100 riyals. The elderly person, yeah.
Let's leave that mas'ala, okay? Now, alaykum salam. Now, Abu Abdullah. And Imam Malik was Abu Abdullah. Even though he does not have a son, his name was Abdullah. His children were Yahya, Muhammad, Hamad, and he had only four. Rahimahullah. Malik Imam. Alaykum salam. Last class, I didn't allow you to ask the question. You were wearing this cloth and sitting there. You looking back. That was the cloth you wore in the last class. Yes. And that was where you were sitting. You can't recall. Me, I have recalled. Take it. I ask you a question. The occupation of Al-Imam Malik, he was Baghdad. He sold clothes. He was selling clothes. Like Abu Ahmad Dangote. You know Abu Ahmad Dangote? Al-Imam Malik was selling clothes. It is the work of many amongst the scholars. That was also the job of Al-Imam Abu Hanifa. It was also the job of Ash-Shafi. Amongst the Mutaakhirun, it's the job of Ibn Hajar. Some say that's also the job of Dar. Selling clothes, tikta shop. Somebody once said that was why it's common among Hausas that men sell clothes because they like Imam Malik. We like Malik too. Rahimahullah. He was selling clothes. Then Ulama said that was the beginning of his life. When he faced knowledge, he could not sell any clothes again. Rahimahullah. And Imam Malik has a view that as a learned person, don't go into the market. لأن الناس لا يعرفون قدر العالم إذا دخل معهم السوق. Because the people would not know the value and the respect for scholars if he's entering market with them. Malik said so, and that's his view. The learned person don't go to the market. Ulama said that's more evidence that when he became learned, he stopped selling clothes. Rahimahullah. Is that clear to you? No. Now, what is it? Was it true that the sustenance of Malik was from Layth ibn Sa'd? Yes, it was. It was Layth ibn Sa'd from this. He was rich. He was a billionaire. Ikhwan, Layth ibn Sa'd was a billionaire. In one of my trips in Cairo, I was shown the area where Layth ibn Sa'd lived. I really felt happy. MashaAllah. Layth ibn Sa'd was tremendously rich. And he did not pay one single penny of zakah. Yes. Because he never kept money up to himself. As the money came, he was spending. It is a person who hoarded money in his house. If they are bring from what you have kept in your house. You can keep up to 20 dinars in your house for a whole year. Bring from it. But as for Layth ibn Sa'd, he won't keep that much. He was spending from it, rahimahullah. He was spending. From amongst those he spent for was Malik. In the response of Layth ibn Sa'd to Risala to Malik ila Layth, at the end of it, after replying Malik and refuting Malik in all the masail that Malik made mention of, with Adillah, rahimahullah, he said to Malik, he said, you are still a very respected person in front of me. So, treat the entire household for me. Don't forget to write all the needs of the house so that we can send them across. Rahimahullah. Malik ibn Dan. It is true. And then he lived a life of simplicity. Despite the fact that he was mentioned, always wearing fine clothes, nice car. That's why in the north, if you go, the Malamese are wearing big clothes. Sheikh Jafar Mahmoud once mentioned that the cap he was wearing was 65,000. It's my own. Don't look at it. It's Ali Majiri's carpool. It's Jafar Mahmoud.
Rahimahumullah. Everybody should do according to what Allah has said. They also do Sa'adu. Fujra alayhi rizquhu. La yukallifullahu nafsan illa.
Just according to what you have.
Sayaj'alullahu ba'da usri.
Can we stop here today, inshallah?
Subhanakallah wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.